Welcome to day six or day eight, depending upon how you've chosen to go through this program. If you've been going for five straight days and then you did 2 days subliminals, then obviously today is day eight for you. And I'm going to assume that's true for this program. But welcome back. Again, I want to congratulate you for your continuing commitment to do whatever it takes to consistently feed your mind and challenge yourself to make those simple daily additional changes, additional distinctions that can change the quality of your life right away. And let's get right to it. Today's whole program is based on the power of focus. We, if you recall, in our last session, we're talking about how to really direct our states of mind and emotion. We said that everything that we really want in our lives, no matter what it is, whether it be family or friends or relationship or money or business success or acknowledgement, all those things, the only reason we want them is what we think we'll get out of them, which is a state change, a certain level of feeling within ourselves. We also found out on our last tape that all emotions, every feeling we have, is the result of how we use our body. That emotions literally are nothing but physiological storms in our brains, if you will. And that we learned that by using our bodies in certain ways, by using our voice, our gestures, our breathing, our facial expressions, we could radically change our states. And we also talked about the idea, if you recall, of measuring our states. Where are we on a scale from 0 to 10? 10 being absolutely empowered, unstoppable, passionate. 0 being dead. And noticing, are we at the appropriate level for what we want to accomplish? And that for most cases, not all in life, but most, wouldn't it be nice to live at level 8, 9, or 10 or above on a consistent basis? How much more juice would you have? And so you developed some exercises in discovering how to move your body, not like me, not like somebody else, but like you do when you really are feeling absolutely excellent. Today, what we want to do is take on the second way we can manage our states. And the second way to change your state at any moment in time, as quickly as you can think it, is to control and direct the focus of your mind. What do I mean by that? Well, think about this. The only experience that you have of life comes in two forms. What you're physically feeling because of the condition and use of your body at that moment. In other words, if you've got physical pain, that's obviously going to affect your state. There's some kind of tension, for example. Or if you haven't had any sleep, that's certainly going to affect your state as well. Or if you've eaten something that's blown your blood sugar sky high, then obviously that's going to affect your emotional states as well. The only other thing that really controls your state is what are you paying attention to right now at this moment? I mean, let's take an example. Have you ever had a headache, maybe even a massive headache, that you thought there was no way it would ever go away? You were in really deep pain. Now, what do? Well, most people go get an aspirin. What if instead, have you ever had it happen where somebody asked you a question or something needed to be done or something required your total focus somewhere else outside of yourself and whammo, immediately the pain disappeared. In fact, you forgot about it. And later on when you thought about it, you noticed your headache was gone. Haven't you had that happen at least once or twice in your life? Now, how did you do that? See, my whole life has been studying what makes people successful. If someone's able to do something, if they're able to get rapport with somebody else, if they're able to create the results they want physically in their life, that is lose weight, feel energized, if they're able to create the relationships that they really desire, if they're able to feel as good as they ever wanted to feel, I want to know how do they do that? And so I began to study how could somebody get rid of a headache that quickly so we wouldn't be dependent on some drug like aspirin or Tylenol or anything else. And I began to realize that what it was is we changed our mental focus and that whatever we're experiencing in our body really comes from what we're paying attention to. That's what really determines how you feel. And of course, how you feel determines usually how you're going to behave. Doesn't that make sense? And when you're feeling really lousy, you don't usually do really well. Now, I know there are exceptions, but those exceptions are because you control your focus. You don't focus on feeling lousy. You focus on what's got to be done. There is tremendous power in controlling the focus of your mind. Now, what do I mean by this specifically? Well, there are two things we can control in terms of focus. We can control what we're focusing on. That is, what we're picturing in our mind, what we're saying to ourselves, what we're paying attention to in our physical body. Or we can control how we're focusing. How we're focusing means, let's say, the dimension of the pictures in our mind, the brightness of the colors in our head, the volume of our sounds. If we change how we're paying attention to things, not just what, it radically changes our state as well. Let me give you an example. Pretend for a moment that your brain is a camera and you go to a party. How are you going to feel at that party? Well, the only thing you're going to have feelings about are the things you focus on. I mean, in that room, literally, there are almost unlimited number of activities and probably emotions and conversations and things that are going on. But your experience of that party is based on what that camera focuses on. Now, if it focuses on two people that are fighting, and that's what it focuses on for the entire party, you would leave that party saying, oh, that party was really intense. I mean, people are really upset with each other. If your focus was on two people in love who were maybe kissing passionately, you'd say, wow, that party was really moving. I mean, those people were really connected. If your focus was on some people that were really boring or bored, you'd say, oh, nobody really enjoyed that party. Here's the problem. The problem is your camera, that is the focus that you have, does not usually take in everything simultaneously. Your conscious mind can't. There are only so many things you can consciously focus on. I mean, think about how many things right now you are not paying attention to that are happening at this moment. There's the blood pulsating through your right ear. You may not even pay attention to it. I mention it, now you might focus on it. There's the beat of your heart. Were you even noticing that until I mentioned it? There's the feel of maybe some air coming from an air conditioning, maybe if you're nearby. Or there's the heat on your skin. Or there's the blinking of your eyes. There are unlimited number of things that are happening right now. But see, here's the thing about human beings. Since we can't focus on everything and consciously perceive it all, what most of us do is we become what I call deletion creatures. What do I mean? I mean that most of the time, most of us delete, that is, we fail to pay attention to, or we ignore most of what's going on around us at any moment in time. So what's the price of all this deletion? Well, the price is we walk around believing, or hallucinating might be a better word, that our experience of the world is real. Now, would you think that if you were looking through a camera that was focused on one little portion of the party, that that was truly the party? That wouldn't be very intelligent, would it? In fact, you know what else is a problem? That camera may even create close-ups where it makes things bigger than they actually are, where they look bigger and brighter or worse than they were. Is that possible too? Do you think your brain does that as well? You better believe it does. So the key is, if you want your life to be a party that you're happy with and not a party that you're upset with, you got to realize that at any moment in time, there's enough going on in the party of your life that you could find something to be upset about. All you got to do is focus on it. All you got to do is now look around that party, find out the areas that don't match your expectations, make them big and bright and close, and you'll be upset. And you know what? Most people are good at this. They've done it over and over and over again. The other thing that's equally true is that virtually any party at any moment in time, there's somebody having a good time. And if you were to focus on some area of your life at that moment in time, you can make yourself feel absolutely great. Or you could take some little thing, something that's just kind of nice, but make it bigger and brighter, and immediately you can feel better about it as well. So here's my point. My point is, if you want to look at the quality of your life and know what it is, it's the quality of the states that you live in day to day. I mean, isn't that really true? Isn't it how you feel day to day that determines how you treat yourself, how you treat other people, and how great you feel or how poor you feel about your life? What determines it? One, how you use your body. So you want to develop some new habits. And two, what and how you focus on things. Now, that's the only way we can explain how people have come from unbelievably painful experiences and turn them around. W. Mitchell's secret is he has controlled his physical body, specifically the way he uses his face. This man has learned, with what's left of his body, to smile and move his face in ways that makes him feel incredible. And the second thing is, he focuses continuously on what he wants, what he's got, what he's grateful for, and as a result, he feels incredible. Now, nobody would blame him for looking around and seeing he has no legs and he has no fingers. He's got the toes there instead. And he's in a situation where he's in physical pain a lot of the time. Nobody would blame him for feeling sorry for himself. But see, he doesn't focus on that. He loves life because he focuses on the part of the party that's the best part for him. Don't you deserve to give yourself the same gift? Now take a look at John Belushi, example we used earlier also. How could a guy like Belushi, or Presley, or take somebody like Elizabeth Taylor. Here's a lady that would have everything going for her by most people's standards. She's an incredibly intelligent woman. She's absolutely beautiful. She's a great actress. She has thousands and thousands, probably millions of fans to be more accurate, who absolutely love her. She has as much money as most people could ever imagine needing or wanting. She has a lifestyle that's absolutely phenomenal. She has family and friends that care about her and do anything for her. And yet, what happens with this lady? She has not learned to manage her state, and she pays the price, as great as she is. Great on the stage, but in her personal life, over and over again, she has to turn to food or to drugs to try and take care of the challenges within herself. See, how could someone have it all and still be unhappy? Because no matter how good it is, you can always focus on something that isn't perfect or doesn't match your expectations. And that is called ultimate failure in life. You want to know what I believe success is? Success is creating consistent pleasure in your life and causing yourself to grow. Failure is being able to find pain no matter how good it is. That's failure. The bottom line is you have that power and you can change it right now by understanding that you make decisions about what to focus on. Now, it may be true that you've got some bad habits. It may be true that right now you look at what's worse or you look at what's wrong or you see what's not working in your life and it's habitual, so you don't think about it consciously, but you still make the decisions. You can turn off the automatic pilot and take control. And when you do, you can instantly change the quality of your life.